Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Excess Astrologers with three astrologers normally. Tonight, we're not having Mark Woltz here, but Ann Ortley's here. I'm Ann Ortley, sitting here at the Bright Red Desk in New York, and I am joined by my fellow astrologer, Heather Roan Robbins. Heather, you out there in the wilds of Montana?
I am out there in the wilds of Montana. We saw a mother bear and baby cubs go by a few days ago, right down our driveway.
Wow, that's pretty cool. How many cubs did you have?
It is pretty cool. Just two, but they were really fuzzy, which means I think it might be quite a winter. So they were very fuzzy.
Oh, the bears were fuzzy.
They were adorable.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the bears.
They're kind of like the caterpillars here in New York. When they're fuzzy, it means
that's
it's going to be
I think.
Okay.
That's my theory.
We're ready for a good winter. Well, you guys, you know, the water's hard. You know, I was at the Continental Divide a couple days ago, and they were talking about, you know, how the rivers are dry. So we need a good snow. We need a good winter, right?
We need lots of snow in winter, yes. And there's some real water crises, as, you know, as Neptune finishes its time here in Pisces and going through this. The quality of water issues all over the place. Las Vegas, New Mexico has 10 days left of healthy water because they had the ash from the fires. It did rain after all the fires, and the rain washed all that ash into all of their reservoirs. And Jackson, Mississippi is having a terrible time with its water supply and all the politics around it. So there's some real interesting questions pushing on us now around the very nature of water as this winter
and
goes
water
by.
And water rights, you know, the rights for water.
And somebody water rights.
One of my friends who's kind of a curmudgeon had said, you know, when she was looking for where to build, you know, or buy for retirement, needed to have a good water supply that wouldn't go out. So she ended up buying in Buffalo because it's right on Lake Erie and good water supply. And she was like, water supply, water supply. I'm like, really? She goes, yes, yes. I'm like, all right, okay. And, you know, now she's right, you know. So I respect, you know, the curmudgeons in my family and my group of friends who are like, water supply. and it's definitely, she was up in the Ithaca area in Cornell, and, you know, they were doing a lot of fracking up there, so they also kind of polluted some of the aquifers. So, yeah. But interestingly,
so
I used to go.
You just came back from the big astrology conference. Boy, did I feel like, oh, I missed everybody there. It was so wonderful to see the tribe get together for the first time in a couple of years. How was it?
Yeah, like 3 years. Yeah, it was great. It was really fun. There were about 600 people between the faculty, the staff, and the attendees. And a lot of people, it was so nice to catch up. Although I have to say, in the couple of years since we've gathered, quite a few people got a little older, and quite a few people went gray, you know, or like they were gray and they stopped coloring their hair. So it was kind of like you'd look at somebody and go, yeah, you got gray hair now, or yeah, boy, you got old. You know, you can't say that, right?
Right.
But you'll think it, and then, of course, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, they're probably thinking the same thing about me. Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But it was fun.
Just
I had a
three
good time.
Your ordinary years, it was three COVID years.
And I did have a lot of friends
high
who stopped culling their hair because of the COVID. They were just like, yeah, let's let it go. So, but yeah, it was a good conference. A lot wide range in age, so that was always good. And
wonderful.
You know, good trade show, nice bookstore. Food was good. Location was fun. The astrology, of course, you know, everywhere you went, people were talking astrology. So you were like, wow, if the whole world was
so
like
good.
This would be so cool. Met a lot of people that I'd met only in Facebook, you know, or not in Facebook, Zoom. So you got to actually meet them and give them a hug, and that was great. They had these little dots
that
you could
wonderful.
Put on your badge, a green dot if you wanted a hug, a red dot if you wanted them to stay away from you, and an orange dot if you wanted to negotiate the deal. So I went by the dot table at one point, and there were all these sheets of red dots, and there were no green and orange dots left. So there were orange dots, but no green dots because people were picking the green because they wanted a hug. So it was good.
Yep, I guess that. And did you learn anything fascinating? What was the most interesting
talk? I did. I had a very excellent time. I did a lecture on Pluto, the Pluto return of the USA. And I'd done one in January, so I kind of revisited the slides. And, of course, the July Pluto was the Dobbs decision. It's very clearly in there. And mm-hmm. it was a good lecture. I mean, people gave me pretty good feedback from it. Then I went to another lecture Lord Bandian did on Pluto, and this guy came over to me, and he said, and he was standing, so he was backlit, so I didn't see his face, and I could hear his voice, and I couldn't see his name badge because of the way the light was hitting my eyes. And he said to me, Ann, we've already had a Pluto return. And I went, what? And he goes, we've already had a Pluto return, the 1619 project. And I went, oh. And, of course, the 1619 project was a Pulitzer Prize-winning article series written by a reporter for the New York Times, subsequently turned into a book. But that was when the first slaves came to America on the trading ships from Africa. And 248 mm-hmm. years later, Pluto return cycle, 1865-67, which was the Civil War. And I went, wow.
Very interesting.
We got through the Civil War.
That is fascinating.
It was horrible,
yes.
But we got better, right? We stopped having mm-hmm. slavery. And now we're having the Pluto return of the old white guys that owned slaves and didn't even have women in the Constitution for Alito to say abortion wasn't represented because we were chattel. So now we're having the Pluto return of that. It made me so optimistic, mm-hmm. Heather, because I was like,
that's
oh, my
fabulous.
God, we did have a Pluto return. It wasn't fun. It was bloody. Right. It was nasty. It was awful. But we got there. And, you know, that whole phrase, the moral arc of the universe bends forward, with a little help from
yes.
our friends, it made me so much more optimistic. So I'm very
that
excited that we already
beautiful.
Had one. Because I was doing, mm-hmm. you know, what I said to people was, you know, Rome had one, England had one, Egypt had one, Portugal had one, the Dutch East Indies had one. They're all here. You can go have a cappuccino in Rome. They survived it. We'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
That said, you know, I'm looking at it going, oh, my God, I don't want to go through. But that guy made me so happy. And I unfortunately, I do not know
that's
his name.
Really
he was just this big looming guy in the sunshine, you know, so... Because I was sitting down and he came over and talked to me.
You made a wonderful point. Yes.
Oh, my God, it made me so happy. Yeah. And I love that 1619 mm-hmm. book. I mean, it's a horrible book, but mm-hmm. I love it. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
I think everybody
it's
should read it.
It's a good book about a horrible
yeah.
time. Yeah.
It's a good book about a horrible stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is one of those books I read in pieces, you know, because it's definitely, you know, and the other part is we just really get, you know, we're aware of man's inhumanity to man. Or humans and humanity to humans, and, you know, can we maybe migrate away from that? But
mm-hmm,
right now,
mm-hmm.
with all the death threats and all that crap and the AK-47s, we need to have a reframing of our vision of what humanity is, you know? So, but I was really happy. That was my favorite thing. I mean, I had a number of excellent lectures, but that was kind of like the blow-me-away moment, that we already had a Pluto return,
yeah.
and we got through it, and we did the right thing, and we became better because of it. You know,
that makes sense to me. You know, I say,
yeah.
well, the first time we invented democracy. So
yep.
I see the Pluto return as a reinvention, a re-enlivenment of that. And so that's
mm-hmm.
fabulous. That was good news, and that seems to back up the idea that the Pluto return can be messy and come out in a good place. But it takes work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to do that
right.
and look to the evolution, you know. What's
mm-hmm.
the rebirth? Where's the evolution here?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Mhm. Yeah, it was
that
really
is
made
exciting.
Me really happy. Yep.
So, mm-hmm. Mercury is about to turn retrograde.
Yes.
This Friday.
And
it's got a little
Mars
time,
entered his shadow yesterday
mm-hmm.
for his upcoming
mm-hmm.
retrograde, mm-hmm. 8:07. So, we're in the mix. So, what do you like about Mercury
yeah.
retrograde?
Yeah. I'm heading back east, and I hope to see you there. I just sent you an email. And
oh, okay, cool.
that I'm coming back east to solve a mystery and meet and make some old connections. I'm just going to be a quick visit, but it's going to be
mm-hmm.
wonderful. So I'm looking forward to that. And it's so you're returning back to where you have been before. I am picking up a project that
mm-hmm.
I have put on hold for a long time. So there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of, you know, that sense that as long as you don't try to start something brand new in the next few weeks. You know, if you're teaching
mm-hmm.
class, it was a wonderful time to review last year and to assess what your students actually know and where the problems still are.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, after by mid-October, we're cranking into the future. But this is,
right.
you know, it's kind of hard that hurry up and wait, let's get going and stop. Both Sun, Venus, and Mars are all in in mercurial signs, and with Mars about to retrograde and Mars in Gemini at the moment, though it'll retrograde back out of it, and Mercury goes retrograde, there's so many old things to heal. And
yep.
if you have unfinished business with someone, or you find that you're, you know, an old anger or fear comes back up, that it is a wonderful time to kind of get at them and reframe them, refresh them, reorganize them, and
mm-hmm.
fix
mm-hmm.
and heal rather than try to hurry up and move on.
Right.
That'll come. We'll build up speed this
and
fall.
And also Venus is in Virgo, so she's answering to all
right,
these guys,
exactly.
too.
Yeah. Right, that mm-hmm. I said the Sun, Mercury, both Venus and Mars are in Mercury ruled signs, and Mercury's retrograding.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
most important
yep.
is that, you know, our lines of communication stay clean and clear. And Mercury's in Venus's sign, so they're in mutual reception. So communication
mm-hmm.
and relationship is particularly powerful.
Yeah.
But I think I'm hearing so many stories of people finding something that they had dropped that they're picking back up again, even as we speak, and
mm-hmm.
that return to a project that had been put on hold or didn't seem appropriate at the time, but now we're ready to roll is
mm-hmm.
a juicy
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But already
having that sense of, okay, let me go back and finish that up and do it again. I mean, my solar return
right. This
year is 27 Leo, rising with Mercury retrograde because it stations the day before
mm-hmm.
my birthday. So I'm like, I got a whole year of going back and doing things over. And I'm like, all right, I'm good with that. You know, it's all good. But it was an interesting
yeah.
energy. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's
that
a lot of redo, revise, revisit, and cleaning up stuff. You know, you did this, and then you have to
mm-hmm.
go back and fix that, and you did that, and you have to go back. And so, you know, kind of working with that energy. Also, part one, part two, that you do it, and then it doesn't work, and then you do it again, and then maybe it works then, and if it doesn't, then you do it again. You know, there's this doubling up-down and up-down energy. We also have the Sun trining Uranus, which is, I think,
mm-hmm,
really
mm-hmm.
good. That's going to happen,
as the moon heads into Aries after the full moon. That'll be coming
yeah,
up.
I forgot about the full moon
yeah.
this week. Yeah, it's at 17. It's the day before my birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
But it also is the sun trining Uranus. Remember, we had that Mars-Uranus conjunction at the beginning
mm-hmm.
of the month, which was the raid on Mar-a-Lago, but also all the stuff that got revealed, all the new things coming out that, and a lot of people I know had major, major shifts and major changes in kind of the direction of their life and new ideas and ways of thinking about things and trying stuff on. And so with the Sun coming to trine Uranus, it's an opening trine, and it encourages us to expand when the Sun met up with Uranus back in the time of Taurus on the last eclipse. So we have this forward motion energy that's really, really important. And I think that Sun trine is always so productive and forward motion. So, you know, it happens
mm-hmm.
every year, but this is
mm-hmm.
a nice one because it's got a lot of other
mm-hmm.
energy accompanying it, I think. So.
And I think if we're looking in the past or we're looking at old situations, we see what needs to be changed. I'm seeing,
right.
you know, I have a feeling this particular Sun Uranus will also bring some fundamental shifts. I'm thinking maybe some earth tremors. I know that there's already, you know, we've already having a slight increase in transportation accidents. So, yes, I am flying. I always seem to travel with Mercury retrograde. And you bring your Kindle, and that in the process, we're, you know, with that, they're noticing that a few people whose psyches are a little frayed
mm-hmm.
are having trouble. We have two brothers who went on a stabbing spree and killed 10 people in Saskatchewan,
mm-hmm.
and the airplane crash that just happened in Seattle. It's only 10 people.
Oh, I missed
but
that.
It's still,
what happened with the airplane crash?
It's an airplane crash. It's a small airplane that just
mm-hmm.
went down. I think it was this afternoon, and now
mm-hmm.
they can't find anybody in it.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's you know, that's just something to keep an eye on, is, you know, check in with people whose psyches are a little frayed and just send them some love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, giving the people a sense that they are not alone, that they that there is connection, that they can make subtle changes, not hugely enormous ones, is an important thing.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think it's also being, you know, being conscious of that there's a frailty. You know, people really are tired, and there's an exhaustion component that's kind of operating also. So kind of just,
I think we're
going to
really feel that this full moon.
Yes. Yeah. And giving yourself
extra time,
take a nap, you know, go to sleep, you know, do things that are restorative rather than feeling, you know, really trapped in like some kind of strange direction, you know. So,
this full moon, which you know a lot about, so it seems that there's always a tension between what can I do, what the Virgo, you know, shooting, the what I have to do, this is what I want to do, this is where I've got the details I got to do, and the Pisces moon saying, but I'm sensitive and I need time off and I need safety and I need no, you know, nasty chemicals in the air around me, and I need to be sensitive and to make it safe to be sensitive this weekend, and that it's not a matter of can I be sensitive and honor those feelings or do I do my Virgo work ethic. But that I can find a way that when I balance those two, they strengthen each other.
Right.
You know, that the work can strengthen sensitivity and the sensitivity adds subtlety to the work. But they, you have to let them respect each other, which is a little trick with the full moon.
Right, And just really being kind of tuned into the emotional valence, because the full moon is happening as it as the sun comes to trine Uranus, so it's kind of a the moon and the sun, the moon and the Uranus are trine to or sextile to each other, and then the sun and the moon, the sun and Uranus are trine. So it's an interesting isosceles triangle, but it also is you know, working with the energy of the two of them, kind of helping Uranus do its change thing. And, of course, the nodes are in there, too, because they're going to get triggered right before the full moon happens. So it's an interesting week with a lot of changing energy. And, of course, Venus in Virgo, you know, she gets right down to work. She says, let's go do some work.
She does.
But with her mutual reception with Mercury, you know, she's like in the mood to partner in work. It's not like her just sitting on the thing doing it by herself. It's her working on her, working in multiple ways on in getting things done. So should be a fun week. Lots of news. Lots
it
of news.
It should be. Right. Just can I, when things get crazy, sit down, hold still, and take a breathe.
Hard to do, though. You want to kind of get up and, what? I have to do something. It's like, no, you don't. Just sit down.
You said,
what are you going to do about it anyway? What could you do? You know, what can you actually do?
So let's take a caller or two.
That sounds like a plan.
Ready?
You pick.
Okay.
Nobody's got their hand up. They're all just
Is anybody up?
There we go.
Okay, you're right. Nope. I'm going to hold on until somebody raises their hand. You have to raise your hand by hitting one. I thought there were a few other extra people on earlier and are not on now. But here's a 207. Hello, to area code 207-402-888. Are you on, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello?
Hello?
You raise your hand. Yes, you're on the air. How can we help you?
I would like to know about any future moves in my chart.
Okay, and when were you born?
May 7th, 1964.
Time?
And I'm going to stop it to maybe 10:40.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
And where?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Where were you born?
I don't live there now anymore.
Okay.
Trenton,
that's okay.
New Jersey.
You need to know where to start. And your question was, where are you going to move? Is that was the question?
Any opportunities of moving by the end of the year?
Right. And, you know, it looks like that you've had Neptune is getting off your moon where it has been for several years. And it's, you know, it looks like you've been sort of not sure where you live or not sure if you were staying for a while and are looking for some more certainty about that. I would say, let's see, when does Neptune really clear that? It will, you know, I think Neptune is already off it, moving away, giving you room to take a deep breath. And it looks like Pluto is going back and forth on your seventh house cusp, opposed your ascendant, so if we're right on the time. So, you know, it looks like there's been a lot of changes that you've had to roll with this year or potential for changes that you didn't instigate, that you had to respond to circumstances that were difficult. And you're still kind of, it's going to take a while before that dust settles around them. Uranus, it looks like Uranus, your chart that doesn't really like change, even though you have Mars and Aries. But Uranus was sitting right on your sun this year. It's going to come back and hit that one more time. So I'd say you are in real flux. And I would ask you to think about where you want to go. Your progressed moon conjuncts Jupiter in 9 months, and that looks like an auspicious time to move if you are ready to move. That it's important for you not to move against or away from, but move towards something you want more. And what do you see? Anne, are you there? Did I lose Anne?
Nope, I'm here.
Did we lose Anne? Okay, good.
I'm here.
So what do you say? You're there.
I'm here. Can
what
you
do
hear
you
me?
Say yeah. about that? Yes, I can.
Well, yeah,
can
the note's going through the fourth house, so that's often a time of wanting to move and wanting to shift into a new direction. And I agree with Pluto on the descendant. That goes forward to the last week in September, first week in October,
mm-hmm.
and goes over that angle, which often can bring in, you know, a change in housing. It does look like there's an energy in your chart where the finances have been a little bit unstable too. And so that may be part of the barricade to finding housing in terms of your chart. Like, well, okay, how can, you know, like if I find it, how do I pay for it? So that part, you do look like you're making more money. You're also having a new moon coming to your Jupiter, but it's also coming to your sun. And so that kind of progress new moon, that kind of harbines a whole new beginning phase. But with the nodes going in your, with the nodes going through your fourth and tenth, there's a very strong energy here around time for new places. And you also have Juno getting activated with now. So there's a possibility of looking for a place with an older woman or with a woman that you know or with financial assistance from a woman, moon in Pisces, or financial assistance for working, you know, finding a home in a place where there's an elderly person involved or an elder home. So I would look for that as part of the way to find it. And also you're having Mercury dancing on your fourth house cusp. We start a new cycle when we get to the middle of October, around the 23rd, so that's also a good time for housing or work changes. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of times when you
mm-hmm.
change your work, you change your house, they kind of go together. So if it does look like you have some potential work changes happening, and so when that happens, that's also a really good time to find housing. Does that make sense in terms of where you are?
Kind of. I'm in public housing right now. I'm in an elderly
mm-hmm.
unit. And I'm
you're in an elderly unit. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to move to something that doesn't have water problems, but just a better environment for my daughter.
How long
and
have you been there?
I've just been since end of March 21.
Right. Neptune has been going back and forth over your moon, so you've got water problems and you weren't sure. And it looks like you moved in there because of difficulties that were happening around you. You are so ready to move. I'd say you are still ready to move. And I think that I would be surprised if you hadn't moved in 9 months.
Yeah, I think you're out of there by the middle of October, end of October.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
But it's
so
also,
much.
You're welcome so much. Oh. Yeah. Any other,
but believe in it and start looking and making an effort. This place has, you know, given you a chance to take a deep breath and turn things around. And so it feels like that this has been a good shelf to sit on while you recovered, but now it's time to move on.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm on wait list. I'm just waiting to hear from a wait list. That's what I'm just waiting for, because it's public housing. You have to go on wait list, so just waiting.
Okay. Good luck on that. We think that it's going to happen.
Thank you.
I think it clears. Yeah, I think it clears, mm-hmm. Especially because Uranus is coming to your solar arc Jupiter. So it could actually be pretty quick. It could be now, because Uranus is right on there in the next couple days. But then also we've got a lot of stuff in the end of October. You're also having Mars, you know, back and forth on your midheaven, which is, okay, I need a new direction. So it may be that you get a couple of options also with Mars on that midheaven and having your Mars return to your progressive.
I would say if you start looking for other
the
possibilities, then all the other things to begin new, then the wait list comes through.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
So you think possibly this year, I think?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think you can do it this year. Yeah.
Okay, that makes me happy. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a lot of really good aspects for the housing situation to shift up. So it's good you're ready.
That.
Yeah, good luck on that.
I am still ready. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Take it. And look at all the other new beginnings. I mean, like if you're not ready to look for other housing, use that Uranus restlessness and the Pluto restlessness to feel the changes that you can work with and you can manifest, and that starts to unstick the housing energy, that you have more provenance, you have more capacity to make things happen now than you did before, and now how do you kick that into gear? And we see Mark Woltz, our third astrologer, he's been on a wait list for 4 years and just got the apartment he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, first move in 30 years, I think it was. And
because,
you know, after COVID, a lot of people moved out of town and the wait lists were going a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep our fingers crossed for you. Okay?
Yep. Definitely.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take
Sounds
care.
Good.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we're getting close to the edge. No one else has answered. So we can go ahead and talk about the astrology of the moment. We talked about how important it is to communicate. And I like what I keep thinking back to what you heard at the conference, you know, that America has already been through its has a Pluto return, that we can see Pluto return. Make things work, and to look at that for all of our lives. It takes hope. It takes kind of direction to make things work in a good way. So everybody, get out there and make direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and figure out what that next chapter is, you know, in terms of direction. Mm-hmm. It's like, yay, shift, change. We're ready for a whole new direction. So, yeah. And I'm ready. I'm like, yay, you know. It's like, where do we go? What do we do? How do we change this? So, what's that next
job?
What's that next next chapter going to be? So, it's
so,
all good.
So we look forward to seeing you all mm-hmm. next week, and then we hope you have a lovely day and a kind, gentle to you, full moon in Pisces. And to already start doing your Mercury retrograde, you know, pay the bills that you can, get the paperwork out of the way, do it slowly and steadily enough so you make sure that the bill actually gets paid rather than get stuck on a shelf. And when you're traveling, travel with your eyes open, with care, and a good book. And this is Heather
Bowen
Robbins
sure,
signing
sure.
off. Yes,
and Ann Ortley signing off from the bright red.
Yeah.
Ann Ortley signing off from the bright red desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Have a great, great Labor Day week. Back to school, back to work, all that fun stuff. Yeah.
All that
all right.
fun stuff.
Take care.
Take care.
See you all next week. Bye. Bye-bye.